Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Let's rock!
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
Game over, man.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in history.
That's real super king size, ain't it?
Pedro Fernandez.
Go!
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Yes, my name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the reigning, defending, undisputed heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, having defended that title now for better than 28 years. And straight up, today, we're talking Showtime Championship Boxing. Straight up. A great card on Showtime. HBO's coming back. They've got a good card as well. And, of course, the UFC on Fuel TV. If you're a fight fan, this is a great weekend for you. A fantastic weekend. Of course, the second weekend in June, the Boxing Hall of Fame going on in Canasota, New York. I want to say hello to all the boxing brothers and sisters and fans that have flocked to what is the Mecca of boxing. Of course, the International Boxing Hall of Fame. They call it Verona, New York. I call it Canasota. It's a beautiful place. If you've ever been there, you know. If you haven't been there, you might want to go. It's the second weekend of June every year, the International Boxing Hall of Fame. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Tonight, as I said, Showtime, HBO, the UFC, but of course, we're talking the buzz in the boxing world. Floyd Mayweather, 44-0, taking on Saul Alvarez, 42-0. With a draw, they're going down September 14th. They're going to clash. Who's going to make it here? Who's going to rise to the top? Of course, Mayweather, a 2-1 favorite. Probably should be about a 2.5-1 favorite. But straight up, September 14th, the place will be rocking, the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, Nevada. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective and give away vacations for answering trivia questions right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Get a free Samsung Rugby 3 when you switch your business to AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk on America's fastest 4G LTE network. Instant communication, and you can talk to up to 250 people at once. And with AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk, get a free Samsung Rugby 3 for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service. Visit an AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to switch today and get a free Samsung Rugby 3. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer, free phone on new activations only, requires tier commitment to eligible plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk service.
Hi, I'm Marcia Cross. It starts with a wish, and with your help, it can end with a cure. Prostate cancer affects more than 2 million American men today. When you choose the Safeway Foundation's reusable bag, you are supporting vital research toward a cure. So I can think of four good reasons to pick up this bag: your husband, your brother, your dad, your grandfather. To learn more about how you can help, go to SafewayFoundation.org.
Hear Michael Jordan talk about what makes a great player, or what Mark Teixeira thinks about every time he puts on his Yankee uniform. These original full-length interviews and more are now available in the Sports Byline Audio Vault at sportsbyline.com. You'll hear players, coaches, managers, and owners talk about their careers, influences, and moments they'll never forget. This rare collection of original full-length interviews is available on iPhones, iPads, and Android devices at sportsbyline.com.
Can I give you some advice?
I'd appreciate that.
You're going to find a trainer either in this gym or somewhere else that's going to want to train a girl. It's the latest freak show out there. But the only trouble is they're going to be wasting your time because you're too old.
I don't feel that old.
Well, neither do I, but you don't see me fighting 21-year-olds, do you? It takes about 4 years to train a fighter. How old are you?
31 until my next birthday.
Well, there you go, 31. You wouldn't start training to be a ballerina at 31 now, would you?
I've been working it for 3 years.
And you can't hit a speed bag? What kind of training is that?
Never had any balls.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He must know that I'm not like no other fighter. I can give it and I can take it.
This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, we're talking boxing, HBO Championship Boxing tonight, Showtime Championship Boxing, and of course, the big fight, September 14th. Floyd Mayweather, Saul Alvarez, Las Vegas, HBO pay-per-view. Take that back, Showtime pay-per-view, excuse me. HBO's getting a little hot there, but they've lost the services of Floyd Mayweather. Speaking of services, my webmaster, the guy that gets it all done at ringtalk.com, is on the line from the City of Angels. I'm talking about KP, Kevin Perry. Kev, let's talk about Showtime first. Josito Lopez, 30-5, 18 wax. Marcos Medina, 33-3, 30 wax. Lopez is a 2.5-1 favorite here. Should he be that high? I don't think so.
I don't know who did the odds on that one. I think it's a pretty even fight. I guess the reason why maybe Lopez is favored is because he beat Ortiz, but Maidana also beat Ortiz, and he stopped him, pretty much knocked him out. Lopez, yeah, I don't know. I mean, Lopez looked pretty bad against Alvarez.
Yeah,
he hasn't beaten too many good fighters. I mean, he's a decent boxer. Maidana's kind of crude, but he's gotten a little better. So I think it's a pretty even fight. I don't think those odds are pretty correct, in my opinion.
Okay, are you going to be there tonight?
Yes, I will be there.
Okay. Alfred Angulo, 22-2, 18 KOs. Arislandi Lara, 17-1, 11 KOs. A lot of background noise there, Kev. 154 pounds. The odds, Lara, 3-1. I'm good with that. I think Lara's about a 3-1 favorite, and I think he wins.
Yeah, I think he wins. I think he's probably going to stop Angulo, and I wouldn't be surprised if he stops him early. I think he tonight is really an opportunity for him to make a big statement. I think he's been fighting a lot of, you could say, difficult fighters that nobody wants to fight. Guys like Carlos Molina. He also fought Vonis Martirosyan, who's probably not the easiest guy to fight either. So he fought Paul Williams. He lost that fight, but pretty much everybody thought that he won. So, I mean, he hasn't been really given too many soft touches. And the guys that he's fought that are C-level guys, he pretty much blows those guys away. And Gulo kind of appears to me kind of a sharp fighter. I mean, I just don't really know what to expect of him at this point. And last time out, I mean, he fought a pretty much a green prospect. I mean, he looked terrible. So if Lara can't beat him decisively, then that kind of says a lot about Lara's lack of progression as a professional.
Good point. Switching gears to HBO, Chad Dawson, 31-2, 17 whacks, the WBC light heavyweight, 175-pound title holder, versus Adonis Stevenson, 20-1, 17 whacks. I'm pretty sure he avenged at one loss. WBC 175-pound title. Dawson's about a 2-1 favorite, but, you know, I wouldn't bet money on him. I wouldn't bet your money on him because, you know, he lost to Andre Ward last time. We don't know how he's going to react psychologically, physically. No way. We just don't know.
Yeah, we don't. And I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to go with Stevenson. I've seen a few of his fights recently. I know he's moving up from, I think, 168 pounds to 175. But he's improved his boxing skills. He's a very good puncher. He's left-handed. So I think a lot of those are big advantages. He used to be trained by Emmanuel Stewart, who recently passed away. So, I mean, he's definitely has some he's learned a lot. I mean, you can really see that he's learned a lot. He's a fresh 35-year-old. And Dawson is just one of those guys that you just don't know mentally what he brings to the table. And I think after a devastating loss like that, I think it seems like it's Stevenson's time, and he's fighting in his hometown in Montreal.
Sure, I think he needs an easy fight after a loss like that, but I'm not his matchmaker or his promoter. Of course, Yuri Gamboa on the same card, 22-0, 16 KOs. Darley Perez, 28-0, 19 KOs. I looked up Darley, wasn't all that impressed. But Gamboa is part of that steroid thing that's about to take down Alex Rodriguez and the New York Yankees, man. So are we going to look at all his accomplishments with a bit of suspicion as well?
I guess you could look at it that way. I mean, you have to. I mean, if the allegation is there, I mean, obviously it's going to affect your way of thinking. But at the same time, Gamboa's got tools. I mean, he's an Olympic, former Olympic gold medalist. I mean, he comes from the Cuban amateur system. He kind of gets a little wild at times. I think that's his biggest flaw. And he has some flaws in the chin department. And we don't know how good he's going to be at 135. I just think this guy he's fighting it hasn't really been tested much, so
no.
We don't really know what to expect from either guy, really. I mean, one guy's not tested at 135, and another guy hasn't been tested at all. So, and they both seem to be pretty good punchers. So it, on paper, you'd have to go with Gamboa by at least maybe a 2 or 3 to 1 favorite, but I wouldn't be surprised if Gamboa loses the fight, but You got to go with Gamboa. I mean, he's got the credentials.
Yeah, I'd be surprised if he lost the fight because he's got 50 Cent, the worst singer I've ever heard in my life. Frank Sinatra's got nothing to worry about, and he wasn't that great of a singer. But he's got 50 Cent calling the shots for him, and they're not going to pick any guys I think they can come close to beating him. I just don't feel that way. Now, September 14th, the big fight. Fight fans want to know, man. Saul Alvarez, will he be the guy to stop the 44-0 record of Floyd Mayweather, or will Floyd go to 45-0? I really don't think there's a whole lot of indecision on my part. I would say that you bet on Floyd Mayweather until he loses, and against Saul Alvarez, I don't think he'll lose.
Well, I think you got a good point. I don't know. I mean, Alvarez is a good fighter. I just don't think he's at the level of Floyd Mayweather yet. And I think when you're fighting Floyd, size and power doesn't matter when you're fighting Floyd. Size only matters if you're a boxer, somebody who can use length and reach and kind of keep them on the outside. See, my philosophy is the way you beat somebody like Floyd Mayweather with speed is you got to time them, you got to have a good jab, and you can't just be somebody who's going to allow him to dart in and out. You got to make him come to you. And I think most fighters, they kind of get stuck in a position trying to chase Floyd around, and you play right into his hands. I mean, he's a great counterpuncher. He draws you into traps. And I just don't think Alvarez has enough experience to really make Floyd make the mistakes that he's going to need to capitalize on to win the fight.
Okay, and real quick, like 15, 20 seconds, are we looking at a stoppage here? Could Floyd step it up and maybe stop this guy because he's such an aggressive fighter, Alvarez?
No, I don't think he's going to be able to stop Alvarez because I think Alvarez is a much smarter fighter than people give him credit for. And I think Alvarez has shown some improvement defensively. And Floyd he just doesn't need to go for stoppages. So the only way Floyd is going to get a stoppage is if Alvarez goes for it and he catches Alvarez coming in with one of those sneaky left hooks he throws or something and seriously hurts him and takes him out of there.
Good enough. Kevin Perry on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You talk really knocks me out, girl. The clothes that you wear, the style of your hair, the way that you fare. Under all conditions, you're mine all of the time. So wonderful, so marvelous, girl. You're everything to me, and you're super.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit cards. Debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Listen carefully. First American Student Aid can now help consolidate your federal student loans. We can help lower your monthly payment on federal government student loans. Call us today. We'll review your situation and work towards consolidating your federal student loans. In many cases, we can lower your monthly payment in half or more. It doesn't matter how much you owe, how far behind you are on payments, or even if you are in default on your federal student loans. Call us right now to find out how we can lower your payment in half immediately. Plus, we can stop harassing phone calls, stop the wage garnishment, stop the tax liens, even remove your default status. Consolidate your federal student loans, lower your student repayments, and stop wage garnishments today. Call us now. We can help. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
My job. Sometimes I go, people don't appreciate what they have in life. And I go, you know what, Bobby? You get up on stage, you work an hour a night, you drink, you get to say, how great is my job? And I get to say to a woman in the front row, nice tits. You guys can't do that at your job. You can't do that at the water cooler or the copy machine. And I don't care if you're a CEO of a company or you're at 7-Eleven or a gas station. It doesn't matter what you do. I don't care if you're a flight attendant or a male nurse or a choreographer or a florist or a hairstylist. I'm just saying. You can't do that. Women are so upset. I was sexually harassed. I didn't need anything to be sexually harassed. Sexually harassed me. Hey, Bobby, nice. Bring it on. Do you have nice balls? Look at my balls. Bring it on. Bring it on. I'm serious. Women get upset about nothing. You know, my wife got dirty phone calls last year. I mean, she had like these three calls, and her number's unlisted. And she's like freaking out. I go, what are you freaking out about? She says, some guy's calling me. I go, who is he? I don't know. But he doesn't know where you live. So she wants to put an alarm in the house and get a gun and a dog. And what are you doing? She can't sleep at night. I'm getting dirty phone calls. What do I do? I said, honey, I pay $8 a minute for dirty phone calls. You're getting them for free? Do you not appreciate anything? If I'm lucky enough to get dirty phone calls, I'm sleeping with the f***ing windows open, hoping that the hooker fairy may show up with a condom under my pillow. Where are you, hooker fairy? Where's my hooker fairy? Call me, hooker fairy. I love you. I'm going to go. You've been great. Thanks a lot. I'll see you later.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
He is the greatest fighter of all times next to me.
Welcome back to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Straight up tonight, pretty good night for the fight fans, no question about that. We're talking HBO Championship Boxing, the main event. I'm telling you, Irislandi Lara, 17-1, 11 KOs, the young man from, of course, part of the Fidel Castro boxing team. And people don't seem to give Castro the credit he deserves for making these guys as good as they are, because if they weren't hungry Cubans, they wouldn't have risen to the top of the upper echelon of amateur boxing before turning pro. Of course, Guillermo Rigano holds the title. Joel Castamora, the 1992 Olympic gold medalist, he held the title. And Cubans are coming around. They really are. Yuri Gamboa, okay, he'll be talking about him in just a second. But straight up, Lara, 17-1. Angulo, Alfred Angulo, 22-2, 18 KOs. Remember he had that visa problem? We had to sneak across the border He didn't sneak across the border. He trained in Coachella, California, and couldn't find an ID or a visa, and he couldn't get on an airplane, so they drove, and he was laying in the back of a station wagon all the way across the country to, like, Miami, Florida. And he arrived, like, the morning before the fight. Not a good way to travel across country. But Angulo, it doesn't matter. He'll probably lose here. Larry's just too good, too strong. I'm telling you, Larry's the real deal. And they're billing it as the main event, but it's really not. Josito Lopez, 30-5, most famous for losing to Saul Alvarez in a over-the-weight match, seeing he's a 140-pounder and Saul Alvarez is a 154-pounder, taking on Marcos Medina, 33-3, 30 KOs. He's about a 2.5-1 favorite, Lopez. I don't know why. Maybe because he got it on in battle okay, seeing the odds and the sizes were against him against Alvarez. I don't know, but the bottom line is that's a lot closer fight than 2.5-1, but that's what the
consensus is 2.5-1 on that one. Of course, across the pond, we'll be talking about that fight in a minute, but the WBO Cruiserweight Champion is back in action, Marco Huck, and he's like the bad luck guy. That's like a cloud over his head, a black cloud. But let's go to HBO. I take you back. The other fight was on Showtime. This is HBO Championship Boxing. Chad Dawson, 31-2 from Montreal, Canada, of course, taking on Adonis Stevenson. Dawson, 17 KOs, last seen in the ring, getting pummeled by Andre Ward. Stevenson's 20-1 with 17 KOs. He has come back and avenged that one loss. He had this for the WBC 175-pound title. Dawson's a 2-1 favorite. I think Dawson looks better here. But you know what? After him getting lit up like a White House Christmas tree the last time by Andre Ward, I wouldn't bet a nickel on him, not even with my enemy's money. Okay, Yuri Gamboa, 22-0, 16 KOs, taking on Darley Perez, 28-0, 19 KOs. Who's Darley? I don't know, but I looked Darley's record up. I wasn't all that impressed. I think it's built a little bit on the softies. And Gamboa, 22-0, part of that drug ring. Remember that drug ring? I take that back to the one that's like embroiled Alex Rodriguez and the New York Yankees and those guys. Well, guess what? Gamboa was part of that. He was getting steroids in the mail. Okay, 22-0, 16 KOs. Another great, talented Cuban, but I don't know. Steroids, ban them. Darley Perez, 28-0. I think that Yuri's going to win here, even though he is a cheat. But bottom line is, what are you going to do? And as I said, Showtime's got Josito Lopez and Marcos Medina. Where would you pick those guys? This is a pretty good fight, but I don't know who I would go with as far as winning the fight is concerned. It's a tough fight to foot, tough fight to pick. That's why I'm not the handicapper that Herb Lambeck was. Of course, Herb Lambeck of Leroy Sportsbook in Las Vegas, Nevada, is a man that taught me all about how to lay a line, how to set a line, how to bet on fights, what fights to bet on and what fights not to bet on. We only bet on sure things around here, and there aren't too many of those. Bad Luck Huck. I'm talking about Marco Huck. Of course, the WBO 200-pound champion. Cruiserweight used to be 190 pounds. 35-2-1, 25 KOs, taking on Ola Afolabi, 19-2-1. 19-2-4, four draws and nine whacks. As I said, the WBO Cruiserweight title. It's a rematch of a 2012 draw. This after Huck lost a majority decision in 12 rounds to WBA heavyweight title holder Alexander Povetkin. Povetkin, not a whole lot. Remember Teddy Atlas was handling him? Teddy's still with him? I thought Teddy dumped him. But anyway, the kid isn't looking that good. He may have the WBA strap, but guess what? That's all he's got because he hasn't got a whole lot of ability. And I think the big guys, Deontay Wilder. Speaking of big guys, looks like David Haye and Tyson Fury might be hooking it up. They're talking about that. That'd be a great fight in the UK, man. That is a big money fight. Forget titles. You don't need titles when those two guys hook it up. Plus, the rest of the world's going to watch because it's a big heavyweight fight. Yes, heavyweights in the United Kingdom. This is not the era of Henry Cooper, folks. This is the era of 2013. There are talented heavyweights across the pond in the land, of course, where Marcus Queensberry came up with the sport of boxing. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Tonight, USC on Fuel TV. You got to like this main event, Antonio Nogueira, Fabrice Werdum. It's a kick-ass main event, folks. I figure it's going to be a stoppage. There's always stoppages in these main events on USC for the most part. You know why? There's so much on the line. When you've got upper echelon fighters fighting with all their will and all their might, it's just something's got to give. And guess what? It's usually somebody's chin. But USC 161 coming up shortly, of course. That's coming from Winnipeg, Canada. And I'm not a big fan of this card because it's got Rashad Evans and Dan Henderson. And Dan Henderson is another guy that had that testosterone replacement therapy, you know, the steroids, the legalized steroids. So I'm not big on that. But UFC 162, July 6th. Mark that day on the calendar because the spider, Anderson Silva, is going to get beat. He's going to get licked like a stamp. Chris Weidman is going to take him apart. It's going to be done. He's over with. Anderson Silva comes to an end. July 6th. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, Or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Hi, listeners. Edward Brown, host of Sports Econ 101, to let you know I saw a life insurance proposal for $1 million for a 30-year-old that was guaranteed not to increase for 35 years. That only cost $51 per month. Just imagine, this is probably the last life insurance policy this person will ever need. Here's the deal. We input the age and how much insurance is wanted into the computer, and out pops the 15 best price policies from major life insurance companies. Come on, you got to be curious as to how much this would cost you. Call 888-660-4495 and leave your name, age, and how much insurance you want, and a free, no obligation quote will be prepared just for you. Wouldn't it be great to have a guaranteed, locked-in price life insurance policy that will last for many years? Call 888-660-4495 for your free quote.
Hey, guys, do you know your testosterone levels? Why not? Each year, declining testosterone robs more of your energy, drive, motivation, and yes, it even affects your romantic life. Take control of your testosterone levels and give us a call. Progene, the leading testosterone supplement found at GNC, Rite Aid, and other national retailers, is actually giving you a free one-month supply with this exclusive radio-only offer, but only if you call today. So if you'd like to feel younger like you did in your 20s, call now to try Progene risk-free and feel more power, performance, and passion with Progene. Don't believe us? We'll even prove it works. Ask about our at-home testosterone test kits and see for yourself what Progene can do for you. Call 1-800-520-6489 for details. With over 20 million tablets sold, you too can get back in the game with Progene. That's 1-800-520-6489. Again, that's 1-800-520-6489.
What's up, all? It's me, Pete Clemente, the host of the No Holds Barred show. I just want to personally invite you to tune in every Sunday night, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and 5 to 7 Pacific Standard Time, every Sunday night on the Sports Byline Radio Network. We'll see you then.
Corona wants to make your summer better, so we're giving away prizes all summer long, including 50 kayaks.
Okay, this salad is delicious.
Thank you.
Where did you get this rutabaga?
From my garden.
You have a garden?
Uh-huh. In my living room. Come on.
Is that a long yellow kayak filled with dirt?
And compost. I've got eggplant, muskmelons, cantaloupes. Ever had a fresh yam?
I don't think
I'll dig one out for you. Hand me that paddle.
You're getting dirt on your carpet.
Oh, watch the grow lights.
Don't let this woman win your kayak. Corona's giving away kayaks to make your summer better. Go camping, explore a lagoon, ride some rapids, or just load it up with ice and a bunch of Coronas and drag it into the backyard. Visit your local retailer for specially marked Corona and Corona Light packages and enter the Corona Live It, Share It, Win It sweepstakes every week at coronasummer.com. Corona. Find your beach. No purchase necessary. Residents of 50 U.S. and D.C. 21 and older only. Mailed entry deadline September 27, 2013 for the last drawing. Void where prohibited. Complete details and rules at coronasummer.com.
Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois. Please drink responsibly.
30 seconds into the fight and Rousey is already fishing for the armbar.
Beautiful job of turning her back over, but Kaufman being stubborn, coming back up to her knees, keeping her balance, looking at rolling her back over.
Yeah, that arm lock she's got, Pat. Was she holding her bicep? That's stopping it.
Kaufman's lone loss came via...
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
I would never let a woman kick my ass. If she tried anything, I'd be like, hey, you get your bitch ass back in the kitchen and make me some pie.
My man, Mike Connors, good old Mannix.
Mannix used to beat up on somebody every week or get beat up. Remember? In the 60s, early 70s, he was a kick-ass TV detective. You are tuned to Rink Talk Live Worldwide. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Beauty is in the studio today. Just a beautiful day, folks. Believe it or not, it's just a fantastically wonderful day here in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. Kyle Kingsbury is on the line, of course, from his lair in the Silicon Valley, the USC light heavyweight. What's up, big Kyle?
How you doing, Pedro?
I'm doing just fine. How are you and the girlfriend doing? What mountains has she been climbing lately?
None right now. We're doing just fine, brother. We're doing great.
Okay, but she's not racing or anything of late? I mean, every time I talk to you, like, you guys are somewhere and she's doing something athletically.
Well, we're just relaxing right now. We had a lot of weddings to go to over Memorial Day weekend and coming up here in July, so looking forward to that.
Okay. I guess the main event at UFC 160 went about as predictable as any main event in a UFC event, don't you think?
I think so. You know, nobody knew how it was going to end, but definitely a predictable outcome.
Okay. Now, he is the king of cardio, Cain Velasquez. That was his rep along, you know, for many, many years now. And he seems to be picking up incredible boxing ability, man. I mean, he landed an overhand right against Junior Dos Santos, who's thought to be the best boxer in the heavyweight division, if not in all of MMA, in the very first round of the rematch. And that sort of set the tone for the entire fight because Santos never, ever came back. I think he was discombobulated for the rest of the fight. And then against Bigfoot Silva, he landed that right hand again. I mean, damn, man. Cain seems to be really picking up as far as the boxing's concerned.
You know, his head movement's getting better, too, and it's allowing him to set stuff up. He's disguising his punches a little bit better. He's not telegraphing, and you know, when he hits you, he's dropping bombs. People didn't give him respect in terms of his power when he fought Chet Congo, but as his technique has improved, his power's definitely come up.
Okay. Glover Teixeira, very impressive, huh?
Yeah, always. I know better than anybody.
Man, you know, he has a lot. I think he's got 20 straight wins now, and people say, Pedro, just another Brazilian guy coming up here. I don't think so, Kyle.
Well, I'll tell you right now, I mean, I spar with Cain a few days a week, obviously Daniel Cormier, some other big, big heavy-handed guys, and I've never been hit as hard as when I got hit by Glover in that fight. I mean, I was literally lost when I left the cage. I didn't know how to get back to the locker room. It's the only time it's ever happened in my career. You know, he's just so well-rounded as well. He's got great wrestling, you saw, against Tejuna, who's no slouch in the wrestling department. And, of course, his jiu-jitsu pedigree is as good as anybody in the 205 division.
So here John Jones has been clamoring for a challenger. I mean, Alex Gustafson, maybe he can match him physically, but I think Glover's got a good shot.
I think Glover has a much better chance than Gustafson. Gustafson has the size, but I think Jones edges him out everywhere, submission, certainly in the wrestling department, and I think he's got him a little bit more versatility and speed in the stand-up game. But what Glover brings to the table is that raw power and the ability to get inside and actually hurt you. And, you know, Jones has been hit before, so if he eats one of those hands from Glover, it could be a game-changer. Okay.
Switching gears to the heavyweight division, the unbeaten Strikeforce Grand Prix heavyweight champion, my buddy and yours, Mr. Daniel Cormier. Has he seized on the moment, the fact that he was able to beat the former heavyweight champion, I mean, on network television? Do you think he sees that opportunity? I mean, are there big doors opening for him? And the big doors mean he's got to eventually fight his stablemate, Cain Velasquez, or what?
Well, you know, he knows he's never going to have to fight Cain, and they've made that apparent. Obviously, Fitch never had to fight Koscheck as much as they wanted that fight. In the end, it comes down to the fighters agreeing, and that's something, you know, that's where the rift with Jones and Rashad was such a big story, because, you know, because of Jones actually saying, okay, I'll do it. But with those guys, they're not going to have to worry about that. Eventually, he will drop to 205, and hopefully he'll be a great challenge for Jones.
You know, at 205, I don't know, I was of the impression that he put on artificial weight for this last fight and he wasn't as heavy as he said he was. I mean, I just think he was like had lead in his pockets or something like that. I mean, I just think he was trying to make himself heavier on that scale. But, you know, he had the speed, he had the power, he had the technique. I mean, he just took Frank Mir to school, and Frank Mir's got to be rethinking his game plan right now, whether he wants to really continue.
Yeah, you know, for being such a small guy, and I agree with you entirely, he definitely felt and looked smaller when I was working with him this camp. And, you know, his The thing about him, though, is it's all positioning. When you're a world-class wrestler, you put yourself in positions where the technique supersedes the size and strength. And obviously, you look at Frank Mir, 6'3", 260 pounds, and all jacked up from whatever you want to call it, you know, trying to look like Lesnar and Carwin. He had no problem pinning him against the cage like he was a little kid. You know, the whole fight he did that, and people call it boring and hear the fans boo. But I mean, there was
try doing it.
Frank could do.
Yeah, try doing that. Try pressing Frank Mir up against the cage and holding him there for like 15 minutes. It ain't easy. You know. All right, we've got UFC 161 coming up. Before that, we've got this Fuel TV car with Fabrice Werdum and is it Antonio Nogueira?
Yeah, you got Big Nog and Fabricio Werdum.
You know, awesome unfortunately, fight. You and I will probably not see that unless we go to somebody else's house because it's on Fuel TV.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be the case, unfortunately.
So, have you had any word on this this new Fox Sports One network, whatever they're doing? Have you heard what number that is on the dial or anything or what?
I have no idea. I have no idea if cable has it, if it's our cable or if it's just Cox, because, you know, Cox works Vegas and Phoenix in the Southwest.
Right.
So they might have a deal with them, but not with Comcast, so everybody here on the West Coast wouldn't see it. You know, who knows what it's going to be.
We're talking with Kyle Kingsbury, folks. He is our MMA expert, USC light heavyweight on the roster there, of course, with Zuffa Sports, which is the parent company of the USC. And, yes, the USC did buy up the World Extreme Cage Fighting Strike Force. Kyle, when you look back on it, had they left one of those brands in existence?
You know, I like what they did with the WEC, with having the lighter guys there. Yeah. UFC's always been about branding and building their name, so it was just a matter of time before they dissolved Strikeforce. And I don't know what future is going to be left to want to consume and make it one brand.
Okay.
People don't know.
What will be next for Cain Velasquez?
Shoot, that's a good question. So, they want to put Santos right back in there with him, and it was basically just could Dos Santos have his big win, catapult him back in the shot, and of course he did get the win at the time. And so they're going to have that fight. I think it's too early, personally. I think they should have built a bit more for the rubber match, but that's less likely going to be the next fight for King.
Okay. Kyle Kingsbury is our guest, of course. UFC 161, UFC 162, UFC 162 will feature Anderson Silva defending the world middleweight champion, 185 pounds, against Chris Weidman, who both Kyle and I think is going to win here, but not a whole lot of other people think so.
It was funny. I was arguing with one of my teammates about it just the other day, and I'm like, man, people just aren't giving this guy credit. They really aren't. And he's the real deal. I mean, I keep telling people he's the dog bet of the century, and he is going to be an older, not slower, but just maybe, you know, a Silva who's not going to take him as serious as some of these other guys.
Man, he can put us in. He can wrestle. He can punch. He uses elbows and forearms. I mean, he's got all these skills. And, you know, Anderson Silva's been knocked out before. I don't know if you know that, but he was a professional boxer, and he got drilled. And I think there's some video going around the internet right now of him getting knocked out in like 20 seconds or something like that. I mean, you know, his chin has been tested and it's failed. Kyle Kingsbury, our guest. We're going to let Kyle go, of course, having bad phone lines here. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. That's right. June the 8th, Fuel TV. If you get it, more power to you. If you don't, go on the web and go to HBO. Go to Yahoo International and try to find it on like SB Nation or something like that over there in the UK. Because you deserve to watch these fights. These are great fights. And unfortunately, they're on Fuel TV and not a whole lot of people are watching them. So the bottom line is, you need to take advantage of the internet and watch them via the United Kingdom or maybe you'll get a feed where the language is not English. So what? You're getting to watch the fights. And that's Fuel TV, of course. The big card coming up next week for Beast Werdum and Big Nog, Antonio Nogueira, in the main event live on Fuel TV from Brazil. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, we're here each and every Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. Saturday show and a Sunday show, separate shows, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. This is James Brown.
It's a fact. You can make thousands of dollars flipping houses. Discover the secret house flipping formula from Dave and Pete, the stars of A&E's number one hit show, Flipping Boston, for free.
Hi, it's Pete and Dave. We're giving you our flipping formula for free. It's what we use to find the right house, flip it fast, and get paid.
It's time to stop just talking about flipping houses and start doing it. Now is one of the best times in history. USA Today reported that you can make thousands of dollars in profit flipping houses.
In New York City, the average profit was over $118,000. Omaha, it's over $71,000. Lake Havasu, Arizona, the profit per flip was $87,000.
And we're going to show you how we do it for free. Stop dreaming. The houses are there. The opportunity will never be better. And for a limited time, the flipping formula is free.
Call now, 877-272-3480 for your free flipping formula strategy guide DVDs. Just pay processing. That's 877-272-3480. 877-272-3480.
Stay tuned for a million-dollar dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christie Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let up to a million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1, and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859, 1-800-852-1859.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Crossroads fight for each fighter. If Foreman is to come back and get another shot at the crown, he must win this fight. And it would help to win it impressively. As for Lyle, well, he couldn't beat Ali. He couldn't beat Quarry. If he's to continue, he'll be 34 years of age shortly. Foreman was just 27. He's got to win. A wild, almost amateurish right as Lyle came charging out. In what has been a very active fight thus far, the first round, Lyle staggered Foreman. Had him rubbery leg. Foreman retreated. The second round, George coming back fighting. George now looking over to Gil Clancy right next to me, getting instructions from Gil. If Gil is anything, he's a teacher. Master's degree in recreation. He's been teaching all his life. Whether boxers, kids playing in the playground, or a good right by Lyle. Kenny, you're right. He's been using that right beautifully over Foreman's left.
That is very effective. And Howard, we just found out for sure that the second round was only 2 minutes long.
That's correct. Chet Forty, producer, retimed the second round in our truck. Lyle all over. Lyle has Foreman in trouble. Foreman is down. It started with a right, then a left. Foreman looking over here. Lyle to the neutral corner. It's mandatory eight count. Foreman trying to hold together, trying to keep his senses. Lyle putting on a tremendous demonstration. Now trying to move in on Foreman and end it. Remember how invincible George Foreman looked through 40 bouts. The man who knocked out Frazier in the second round to win the title. The man who knocked out Ken Norton, the man next to me, in Caracas, Venezuela, in the second round. What's happened to him? Well, in the 15 months since Zaire, he's been relatively inactive, except for that charade in Toronto against the frightful Fod. Now Foreman fighting back. Foreman is in trouble. Lyle caught him with a good left. Now George struck back. Now George fought back with a magnificent right. George fought back. Lyle let himself open for that.
He got overly aggressive there, and he was very excited. And Foreman was throwing hard, desperation punches.
A minute to go in a wild fight. Just as Lyle apparently had George in trouble. George with that punching power that we talked about in prior fights. Lyle is now ready to go. Against the ropes. About 40 seconds left in the round. Lyle covering up against the ropes. His handler screaming to Foreman, hit him in the body. George at the head. Lyle is now wide open. He is Lyle trying to swing back. This isn't artistic, but it is slugging the way the public wants. Lyle now trying to fight back. Only 10 seconds left in the round. Now Foreman was staggered. Foreman was staggered by a Lyle left. Foreman goes down. Foreman goes down. Lyle fights back. Lyle, Foreman, there's no saving by the bell, but Foreman is up. Foreman is up. What a fight, Kenneth.
Well, this is a slugfest here. They're both men are leaving themselves wide open.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You got to give the guy credit. You know, he was a gamer.
Wrapping it up on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, Ring Talk airs live Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. Two separate shows right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. USC, of course, the results. We'll have that tomorrow. The boxing results. We'll also bring in the godfather of the HBO crew. Take that back. The former godfather, the Hall of Famer himself, Larry Merchant. We'll get a hold of Larry tomorrow morning and see what he has to say about the two cards tonight, of course, on Showtime and HBO. Fuel TV, a great card, 7 p.m. Pacific Time, of course, 4 p.m. on the West Coast. You want to watch this online, you can watch it online, you can watch it anywhere. And, of course, with the big new TV deal that the UFC I talked about has got together with Televisa for, wow, what can I say? The UFC is going through the roof. Once again, UFC. That's what you'll be hearing a lot south of the border, because you think the boys in Las Vegas made a bunch of money on the UFC here in the States and traveling abroad. The Mexican fight fan, once they get them hooked, and it appears they have them hooked with that 24-hour channel, once they have them hooked, look out. The UFC will become, I think, the biggest sport in Mexico. Eclipsing boxing? Possibly. We'll see how that goes. Soccer is going to take a back seat to boxing. Watch what I say. 15 or 20 years from now, boxing in the UFC. 15 or 20 years from now, when Mexico's got some great UFC stars, some MMA stars, as far as their legacy and history is concerned, people will look back and say, yes, that was a major turning point, Lorenzo Fertitta signing that contract, of course, with Televisa in Mexico. Well, that about wraps things up. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget the website, 24/7, ringtalk.com. Until tomorrow, much peace, much respect. See you then.